All right, as we end this week on economic issues, we want to focus today on the resources that our county provides. I think some of them you might be surprised, and areas that we need to pray for. And then we're going to contrast it with resources that we need to rely on from God. Did you know tourism is one major element in our county that we need to pray for, that it increases? So God, we stop right now and ask that our tourism will increase and that people will use the rental of homes, healthy entertainment, that they would enjoy the mountains for the hiking and going up to the snow and sharing that and doing the biking and trailing and the off-road. I know all of those are being used here for tourism. And then of course we have a few other items. The other big issue is the Ontario International Airport. We pray for that place. Remember, after the pandemic, it was like a ghost town. We're thankful that it is now up and running and people are using it again. We pray that it will increase and continue to be a great source for people. It's so much easier than going to the LA County or LA's airport. We also are huge for renewable energies. In fact, we have three distinct regions: the desert, the mountain, and the valley. And we have a lot of areas. We are considered one of the best for solar power, hydroelectric, wind, solar thermal, large hydroelectric, and natural gas. We are actually considered the highest solar energy potential of anywhere in the United States because of the deserts, and it's a prime location for solar energy. So God, we pray for that, and we pray that they would find ways to use that source in a beneficial way for the rest of us, and that they would not fall prey to the thing that happened in Texas, where they limited how much they could use, so there was a backup plan. And we pray, God, that we are one of the most efficient in the state, and that the California Edison, a huge area that it's the Mountain View Generating Station that burns natural gas, cleaner than some fuels such as coal. It is one of the largest contributors of greenhouse gas emissions in the state. Thank you, Jesus, for that. So we pray that they continue to look for ways to have all sorts of ways that our sources minimize the smog that we have in our area. We also have quite a few companies that are here. So here are some of the major employers, and we pray for them because they're part of what distributes. Amazon is huge here, and so they have a huge fulfillment center in Redland, San Bernardino, and other places. And so we just pray for that place, God, that they would treat their employees well, and that management would find ways to help benefit local businesses. And we pray for all the different hospitals that are large employees. And we pray for Bear Mountain Resort and the Wrightwood Mountain High Ski Resort. And we pray that they bring in lots of people and they are protected from anybody getting hurt. We pray, God, for the Sheriff's Department is another huge one. And the Transportation Department, Ulene, and a lot of the distributors that are here. We pray, Father, that you would work in and through them and they would do things ethically. We pray that they would be successful and that we would see economic growth through them. And I know they were growing in Fontana and wanting to limit the number of them. So we pray, God, that they won't exceed it too much, that our traffic becomes a nightmare. So we pray, God, that they would find ways to distribute it in portions so that it wouldn't increase that. And then, God, we turn to you for the sources that you provide. We thank you, God, that you give us wisdom. Oh, how often we need that. So we thank you, Father, for wisdom. You say the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. So we respect you. We come to you, acknowledge that you know more and higher than us. But we seek you for wisdom. We thank you that we have access to that. We are especially grateful for your love that casts out all fear, that sees us in ways that make us feel better and useful and valued. We thank you that you look at us as your masterpiece because of your love. We are so grateful for your forgiveness. What a resource that is. Every day, your mercies are new every day. We thank you for that. Your grace, how often we need your grace, especially in our weaknesses. Your counsel, how often we need your advice. And then every day we need your strength. These are just a few. You can come up with a ton more. And we thank you and end today thanking him for our peace that surpasses our understanding, that would guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, as we not be anxious, but pray about everything. Lots of economic issues happening in our county, but as we pray and seek his face and share and thank him for the things that he has done, we are a good county. Lots of good things are happening. Lots more to pray about. So we thank you for that, God. And you said, as we do that, we will walk in your peace. So we thank you for that you are Jehovah Shalom. In Jesus' name.